Ek gesels vanoggend met Zahir Manuel van Khoza Gun Owners South Africa en ons gesels 'n bietjie vuurwapens. Zahir, good morning. Welcome to Soekleg.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks, man. Let's start at the very beginning, Zahir. I've got a couple of questions for you that our normal gun owners probably don't know or are not aware of. For instance, am I allowed to holster my gun when I'm driving in my vehicle? Can it be holstered to my body? Must it be holstered to the vehicle itself? How does that work?
Well, preferably you need it. Preferably it's holstered on you. They were saying your car is not a holster, so ideally your firearm is on you in the position that you always carry it. And you know, if something happens, like an accident, or you get separated from your vehicle, then you still retain that position of your firearm. And another incident where a Linda had his firearm placed between the two seats and he was involved in an accident. The firearm got thrown a couple of meters and it got broken off. So it's just an extreme example of not carrying it on body while you're in the car.
So here, when I do carry it on my body, when I'm walking in public, must it be able to be seen by other people? Should it be carried and concealed? How does that work?
As per Section 84, which is the section in the FCA that prescribes carrying in public, it must be covered, number one. It must be carried in a holster or a bag or something that is designed to carry such, and it must, as I said earlier on, it must be covered. So nobody must see that you are carrying a firearm.
Then there's a question of hollow points as well, Zahir. Am I allowed to use those? Am I allowed to carry those in my pistol or in my gun?
Yes, you are. I mean, you're buying it from a shop, so if you're able to buy it from a dealer, then it's quite perfectly legal for you to have this in your possession, as long as you have a license to possess the ammunition, or at least as long as you have a license for a firearm that shoots that type of ammunition.
Zahir, I think a lot of people are not aware of the fact that under Section 15 you're allowed to have two handguns without being affiliated to a sports club. How is that possible?
Okay, correction. Under Section 15 you are only allowed one handgun.
Only one?
Okay. Only one handgun. You are allowed four firearms, one of which may be a handgun, and it's a mix of manually operated long guns, basically rifles and shotguns. So you could possibly have one handgun, be it a pistol or a revolver, and three long guns, three shotguns, three bolt action rifles, or any combination of the three. So Section 15 is a section for occasional sport shooters or hunters. And under definition in Section 1 of the FCA, an occasional sport shooter or hunter is somebody who now and again participates in hunting or sport shooting activities and is not a member of an accredited association. So you don't need to be a club member to have such a firearm. I know what is happening. The guys are being requested for letters and things that, you know, first-time licensee or applicant under Section 15 is requested to provide a letter of a farm or a sport shooting event or something that he or she has participated in. This is absolutely incorrect. Section 15 allows you to license a shotgun or a rifle or even a handgun for occasional sport shooting. The thing is, what is occasional? Is it once a year, twice a year, once every 2 years? So yeah, there is some confusion, I think, even among SAPs as to what occasional sports hunting or hunting is. But yes, you can have one handgun, three long guns, and no club membership is required.
Zahir, with the huge backlog on licenses and renewals, a lot of people are actually still in possession of the green firearm licenses. Are they still valid?
Yes, those licenses are valid. 2009, High Court Order of 2009 deems all the green licenses valid. Currently, SAPS are challenging that order, and the respondents in that case and SAPS are busy trying to negotiate a sort of a reasonable settlement of this whole issue. So I have really no information on that side of things, but at this point in time, those green licenses are still valid. The court order is still standing. There is no challenge in front of the court to set that order aside.
Zahir, according to a recent article in Landbou Weekblad, only about 4,200 applications of around 75,000 for the 2020-2021 period hand in for amnesty has been finalised. Do you guys at Gun Owners South Africa know why that is?
Well, it's not just a one answer question. I mean, we've seen the photographs posted at the end of May by Dr. Peter Groenewald from the FPS when they did an oversight visit to CFR. We saw those applications stacked from floor to ceiling in cargoes. So that's one issue. There's too many applications. Then you've got the issues of mismanagement at CFR. I mean, the system itself is not being used optimally. The training of staff seems to be lacking. I just asked the guys at the office on Tosa, you know, you got any idea? Can you give me some info on this? The system where she sometimes phones in, then she has to tell them how to look up a passport number on the system. So that shows a bit of a lack of training. Then you've got issues with at local station level with the DFOs, where your DFO is also the flash officer. Sometimes it's you're the only person in the office that is handling new license apps, new competency apps, renewals, business applications, accreditation applications, as well as the flash duties. So what happens is paperwork starts piling up. And that's one of the other issues as well. Instead of streamlining, getting rid of all of this packets of paper that needs to be moved around the country to a central point for one or two people to make a decision, you've got paperwork piling up in offices. The paperwork is gone missing. The post office is not working. So instead of, the post office is not working, so what do? They drive up once a month to Pretoria from the relevant province to deliver stacks and stacks of paperwork. So in those pictures, and what was said is, especially now, particularly the amnesty applications, the first one comes in, it's put on the ground. Subsequent applications have been piled up on top of it. So the first guy was first in line and got his application first. He's now sitting at the bottom of a pile. So he's not going to get his gun sorted out. Not sitting on top, and they work it on the top of the pile. there's so much things that you can think of. Mismanagement, the system is not being used optimally. From what I understand, the system should allow for a electronic processing of the application. So instead of having all of this paperwork piling up in DFO offices and being sent to provincial and then piling up the, and then being sent to CFR and then piling up the, it should be done through the electronic system of CFR. Mm-hmm. And that costs millions of rand just going to sit there. And what it comes down to is lack of training. And yeah, so it's not just one single answer. There's a lot of nuances and factors impacting on that.
Zahir, unfortunately, time has caught up with us. Before we say goodbye, why should I, as a legal firearms owner, join Gun Owners South Africa, and what are the membership costs involved?
Okay, look, GOSA is a firearms rights organization. We're needed. We will litigate on your behalf. As a gun owner, we offer various levels of membership. Ordinary, 100 grand a year, silver, 500 grand a year, gold, 1,000 rand a year, and diamond 1,500. We will follow up on your behalf to see if all of your applications. We offer motivation services for those required. And gold and diamond, we offer BGU cover, defensive gun use cover. So in the event that you have to make use of your legal firearm to defend yourself, we will assist you with any legal costs that may ensure from that. Then go to our website, www.gosaonline.co.za. You get all of this information. To sign up online, you can also look us up on Facebook, Gun Owners SA. That is the main portal that many people get in. And from there, they can ask whatever questions need to be asked, you know, join up as a member. Everything is done online, so no forms get emailed or anything. So you can do that on the website. Yes, it's important. We're fighting for your rights. We had a march recently, the 19th of August, to Parliament, where we put down our demands to the Minister of Police, Vicky Taylor. So yes, it's important. It's an organization that is for all firearm owners. I mean, we're not just specific to a specific discipline or specific sport. We stand up and we fight for each and every single firearm owner, whether you're a hunter, a sports shooter, or a collector, or a dealer, or somebody who just, you know, wants to buy a firearm to protect him or herself and their families. So that's why it's important, because if nobody's going to do it, then we're going to have a country where we're all going to be victims.
Zahir Manuel, thanks so much for your time. All the best, and thanks for your input.
Thank you very much. Happy to see you, new listeners, for having us on.
Thanks. Lekkerdag. So gesels Zahir Manuel, en hy is verbonde aan Gun Owners South Africa, GOSA. En hy gesels so 'n bietjie vuurwapens, interessante klompie dinge wat hy vir ons daar te sê gehad het. Ek het maar so 'n bietjie gesukkel met die rooi taal hoor.